It's not easy to preach in Spanish, so imagine to try to do it in English. But the kingdom of heaven belongs to the brave. Amen? The brave. So, good morning. God bless you all. I want to begin by thanking God for giving me the privilege of sharing the word of the gospel with you. I also want to greet you on behalf of the Hispanic ministry. We are growing and always putting our hope in Jesus. So we need your praise. Thank you for this. This morning, we will reflect on a subject that is fundamental: how to connect with Jesus. How to connect with Jesus. And I want to begin with a truth that may be uncomfortable, but that we need to hear. Knowing about Jesus is not the same as knowing Jesus. We can be informed about God, attend church, sing worship songs, listen to sermons, know Bible stories, and even participate actively in the life of a congregation, and yet never have a genuine relationship with Jesus. Please listen to me carefully. We can be close to the things of God and at the same time far from God. Personally, I have met many people who regularly attend the church but have never established a genuine connection with Christ. In fact, in my ministry experience, I have ministered to people who manifested demonic possession while attending Christian churches. They were people who have not given their lives to Christ. This is clear. Just in case, I want to make this clear. A true Christian, someone who genuinely belongs to Christ, cannot be possessed by a demon. I remember an experience I had several years ago in Venezuela. I was invited to preach at a youth evangelistic campaign in a church. After preaching, I decided to pray for the young people. So while I am praying, something unexpected happened. The young woman who was leading worship and playing her guitar fell to the floor and began manifesting what, from my perspective, was a demonic manifestation. She began screaming, speaking with different voices, twisting her body, and behaving violently. As a clinical and forensic psychologist, I am familiar with the manifestation of different mental disorder, but in that particular situation, what I observed did not correspond in my professional assessment to the diagnostic criteria for a mental disorder. Instead, I understood it in light of what the Bible teaches about demonic activity. After ministering her, the Lord set her free. Then I asked her this question: what about your connection with Jesus? And I told her, no true Christian can be possessed by a demon. So she told me something I have never forgotten. She said, when I was 8 years old, someone at church led me in a prayer to accept Jesus Christ. But honestly, I did not understand what I was doing. Later, during my teenage years, I stopped attending church. I came back, I was 17, but I want to be honest with you. She said to me, I come to church, I participate in worship, and I serve, but I do not have faith in Jesus. And that is why I am not connected to him. When I heard those, Hebrews 11:6 immediately came to my mind. Without faith is impossible to please God. That young woman was close to the church, but she was not connected to Christ. And that brings us to a question that everyone should this morning. Am I truly connected to Jesus? Because there is a difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus. And that is precisely why I want to take you now to one of the most beautiful stories in the gospel, the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus. Let's read his story in Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. Okay. Jesus entered Jericho and made his way through the town. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector in the region, and he had become very rich. He tried to get a look at Jesus, but he was too short to see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree beside the road, for Jesus was going to pass that way. When Jesus came by, he looked about Zacchaeus and called him name. Zacchaeus, he said, quick, come down. I must be guest in your home today. Zacchaeus quickly climbed down and talked Jesus to his house in great excitement and joy. But the people were displeased. He was going to be the guest of a notorious sinner, they grumbled. Meanwhile, Zacchaeus stood before the Lord and said, I will give half my wealth to the poor, Lord, and if I have cheated people on their taxes, I will give them back four times as much. Jesus responded, salvation has come to his home today, for this man has shown himself to be a true son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost. Zacchaeus went to see Jesus. He was a very short man, perhaps even shorter than I am. When he heard that Jesus was passing through Jericho, he wanted to see him. But there was a problem, the crowd. Zacchaeus could not see Jesus, so he did something extraordinary. He ran ahead of the crowd and climbed a tree so that he could see Jesus. In the history of Zacchaeus, we can discover three actions that teach us how to truly connect with Jesus. Okay? Three actions. First, pursue with all your heart. Can you tell the person next to you this? Pursue Jesus with all your heart. Pursue Jesus with all your heart. Zacchaeus took the initiative He wanted to see Jesus. He was not there simply because everyone else was there. He was not fulfilling a religious obligation. He was not trying to impress anyone. He wanted to encounter Jesus. He sought him intentionally and sincerely. Please listen to me carefully, because here is a power lesson. True faith does not consist of admiration, sympathy, or religious routine. This is clear? Zacchaeus ran. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. Zacchaeus did something because we wanted to see Jesus. So I want to ask you this morning, how much do you really desire to encounter Jesus? What are you willing to draw closer to him? How many trees have you willing to climb to see Jesus? Or perhaps the deeper question to you is, do you really know Jesus? Or are you simply informed about him? Second, overcome whatever keeps you from Jesus. Overcome whatever keeps you from Jesus. Zacchaeus faced obstacles. His short stature was an obstacle. His crowd was another obstacle. And he probably also had to face the looks and comments about the people around him. But Zacchaeus decided that no obstacle will be greater than his desire to encounter Jesus. He ran, climbed a tree, and that culture, for an important and wealthy man, running publicly could have been humiliating. But Zacchaeus was willing to humble himself to see Jesus. And here is another great truth. Please listen to me carefully. If we want to connect with Jesus, we must be willing to set aside our pride. God give grace to the humble. Amen? So, sometimes the obstacles is not the crowd. Sometimes the obstacle is us. Is us. Our pride, our sin, our habits, our wounds, our fear of what people will say, our comfort, or even those things we love more than we love God. But if we truly want Jesus, he must be willing to overcome everything that stands between him and us. Do not allow a temporary obstacle to keep you from experiencing an eternal relationship with Jesus. Amen? Third, let Jesus influence your life. Can you read with me this? Let Jesus influence your life. Here we find perhaps the clearest evidence that Zacchaeus truly connected with Jesus. When Jesus called him, Zacchaeus responded immediately. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your home, at your house. Then Zacchaeus came down quickly and welcomed Jesus with joy. But what is the extraordinary is not simply that Zacchaeus come down from the tree. What is the extraordinary is what happened after Jesus entered his life. Zacchaeus did not merely want to see Jesus, but he allowed Jesus to change his heart. His repentance became visible. His life began to change. He said that he will give half of his possession to the poor and repay four times what he had taken from anyone unjustly. Why? The answer is this. Please listen to me carefully. When we truly connect with Jesus, that connection transforms the way we live. That connection transforms the way we live. Jesus does not simply want to enter our house. Jesus wants to enter our hearts. We does not want to be merely someone we admire. We want to be the Lord who rules our lives. Now, we come to another conclusion about this message. Connecting with Jesus does not depend on our status, our past, our social position, or our abilities, but it depends on a heart that seeks him sincerely, responds to his call, and allows him to transform our lives. Zacchaeus did not simply want to see Jesus. Zacchaeus allowed Jesus to change his life. And from that moment on, Jesus became the most powerful influence in his life. And so I want to leave you with a question. Please listen to me carefully. Who is the person who has the greatest influence on your life? Who determines what you think? Who determines your values? Who determines the way you live? We live in a world of full of influencers, people with millions of followers who influence the way millions of people dress, speak, think, and live. But I want to ask you something much more important. Who is the true influence in your life? Who is your favorite influencer? Is it social media, the culture, other people's opinion, your friends, money, our past, or is it Jesus? Connecting with Jesus means allowing Jesus to become the most important influence in our lives. We do not merely to know about Jesus. We want to know him. Amen? We don't want merely to see him from a distance. We want to draw near to him. Amen? We don't want merely to attend a church. We want to belong to him. Amen? We do not want merely to hear his word. We want to live his word. And we don't merely to encounter Jesus for a moment. We want to live connected to Him every day of our life. Amen. He can help us. Only Him. Let's pray for this. Lord God, you know the heart of every person who is here. You know who is truly connected to you and who is still far from you. You know our struggle, our obstacle, our fears, and everything that you cannot keep us from drawing closer to you. We ask you through your Holy Spirit to awaken within us a deep desire to seek you. Help us overcome everything that stands between us and you. Give us humility to draw near to you, faith to trust you, and heart that is willing to obey you. And above all, Lord, help us not to be satisfied with simply knowing about you. We want to know you. We want to live connected to you. We want our relationship with you to transform our thoughts, our decision, our families, our character, and the way we live. May you be the most important influence in our life. In the power of Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.